And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Humanization to arms production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. Power is power. It's the law of the land. Those who live for death will die by their own hands. Life is no ordeal if you can come to terms. Reject the system which dictates the norm. From dehumanization to arms production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. It's your choice. Peace or annihilation. Annihilation is to obvious. At the end of war, the dream of death. Annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Self-destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. Scars of a dirt, bodies are laid. You go on preaching, delicious summer. While you are paying for this action. Vicious murder, annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Great destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. Scars of a dirt. See this before. Annihilation is what that means to end. I'm against that war to end. I would see extreme events. You want the people laughing in their mouth. You wanna jump, don't save your life. Annihilation, annihilation, just the day. I'm gonna blow your way.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and that was the Almighty Crucifix doing Annihilation. And I have a very special guest here with me today. I have Chris, who's one of the main people behind the Manic Relapse Fest that's coming up. Good old number 6 Manic Relapse Fest in April. April 27th, 28th, and 29th in Oakland. There's two big shows at the Oakland Metro and a bunch of smaller shows happening based around the fest starting on Thursday through Sunday. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Chris. He's going to tell you why we chose Crucifix, and then he's going to play a bunch of songs for you, all related to the Manic Relapse Fest. So here we go. With no further ado, here he is.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so this will be the 6th edition of Manic Relapse Fest. We started pretty grassroots and remain that way. The reason we started with Crucifix Annihilation was just reminiscent a little bit of year 2 when we did the 1984 Crucifix reunion show featuring Sathira and Jimmy. I was talking earlier about how intense that gig was particularly, and I don't know if anything will ever equate to that necessarily. The tension was so high you could literally cut it with a knife. But we have a lot of great bands coming up this next year, and I think we're gonna go ahead and spin some records.
What are we starting out with?
The first track is going to be Protex, Don't Ring Me Up.
These are all bands that are playing this year's Manic Relapse, right?
Yeah, this first set that we're going to do are going to be bands that we're excited to see this year at Manic Relapse. Obviously, there's a lot of great bands, but this will be just a little spotlight, a little showcase.
Right on. Protex.
Yeah. Oh. We'll be right back.
And we're back with Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Chris from Manic Relapse. So I'm going to read back our list here. And that was Protex, Don't Ring Me Up, from their 1978 45 EP. Then we had Labenden Toten, Destructions, STK, who I'm really excited to see this year. They haven't really been a band since 1983, and they have only done a handful of shows in their time. Got some good studio sessions and have since, you know, become one of the most recognized Finnish hardcore bands. So I'm excited that they decided to get back together to play for us this year. After that, we had Orden Mundial from Spain. We had Contrast Attitude, You Are Not Free, from Japan. Physique, La Misma, Destroye y Hoye. Then we had Belgrado, also from Spain. This next set that we're gonna do is going to be some of the more active local bands that are playing the fest. Just a little spotlight there. And we're going to start it off with Provoke.
Let's go!
All right, this is Rob again, and I just wanted to come back, and you just heard a local set of bands that are planning to play Manic Relapse this year. That was actually Corrosive, and they did a track called Hiroshima, and that's not even actually out yet. We have a little advance here because Chris is actually the vocalist for the band, so I think he's a little shy about self-promotion, but there's nothing wrong with that, actually. So they're a rad band. They're great live, and glad that he agreed. I did a little elbow twisting. I said, God, you got to play that track. So he was just telling me that that particular track should be out on vinyl with some other newly recorded stuff later in the year, but they're going to do a tape release for the Manic Relapse Fest. So that's pretty cool. And Adrenochrome, and I don't have a song title here, but also a great band from the Oakland area. And then we start off that locals only set with another Oakland band. Oakland's where it's happening. And that was a band called Provoke with their great hardcore sounds. And if you get a chance to check them out, great, great front person on that band. And they did a track called Our Mother's Cry. And before I turn this back over to Chris, I am going to actually hit him with a couple questions because I was kind of curious. I don't want to make this too long-winded, but I think the listeners out there might be interested to know, because every year, the people that know Manic Relapse, you just have the most incredible shows and the incredible lineups, and you don't need to give us an entire history lesson, but this is number 6, and I thought I kind of like your story about the first one. If you could just give it in a couple sentences. You were saying something like it was a warehouse show or a basement show or something like that. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think that we strive to have a fun environment for people to come and enjoy themselves, as well as, you know, just trying to showcase some of the best music and punk that's, you know, new and old. The first year was pretty small. A lot of people didn't even know that we existed. It was basically just a 2-day basement show. Yeah, I mean, it was great. You know, we didn't really have any real headliners, but a lot of local bands that were just around our friend group played, and we had a good time. And I guess we didn't really have any plans for the future, but here we are 6 years later.
That's pretty rad that it's become what it has. And, you know, and it should be worth mentioning that at this point in the stage, there's so much to handle that it's, Chris was explaining to me that it's kind of a collective of folks who put this all together, anything from bookers to door people to a little bit of everything, a lot of fingers in the pie. But Chris is kind of the central person and keeping it going from year to year. So it's one of my favorite shows of the year, so I'm really looking forward to it. And as a complete side note, I had to mention we were lucky enough to have Physique come through the neighborhood. We played them in the first set recently. They played 2 shows in the Bay Area, and they destroyed. So I'm super pumped to see them again. And since we're talking about bands that we're anticipating seeing, I mean, there's so many. But believe it or not, I've actually never seen Final Conflict, so I'm pretty stoked to see them. And I've never seen Lebanon Totten either. So those are 2 of my favorites. And I don't want to put you on the spot, because I know you want to see all the bands and they don't want to scowl at you, but can you let the cat out of the bag? Is there one band or 2 bands that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that they're playing. I can't wait to see them.
I think that, you know, this is one of the biggest years yet. I kind of can't believe the lineup that we were able to put together. I couldn't have done it alone. You know, I had a lot of help from people, from various different people in the community, including, you know, people, Gina that books and runs Near Dark, Josh Carmen from MMM Discos, Javier from Antucara Records, Skell from Distort Reality, and Ben Paulson from Commodity Tapes. Like, they really all pulled through and helped me put together like a phenomenal lineup. Yeah, and I don't know, it's kind of hard to say what band I'm mostly excited to see. I think that I'm excited to see my friends and people who I've made relationships with from all over, all over the world. I mean, I'm particularly, and I think I expressed this a little bit earlier, excited to see the Destructions, because that's been a long time coming for me. I've been working on that one for a little bit there. And of course, it's one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time. I'm also very excited to see Le Bend and Toten again, and Contrast Attitude, and Belgrado for sure. Let's see. Or I mean, yeah, it's such a intense lineup. I mean, I could go through the whole list and, and tell you why I'm excited to see each and every band on this bill. So yeah.
Cool. Right on. So before we run short on time, I know we got a bunch more killer stuff to get in, and so I think this next set is going to be all bands that have played previous Manic Relapse Fest. And we're going to start out with one of both of our favorites, and I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing them.
This next track will be by Crude SS. It's called Destroy Capitalism.
The one that don't do things that are Калинка. We'll be right back. right-wing racist, sexist too. Fat and ugly, sick and slobbish. Should be locked in London Zoo. He wanted me to beat him up. It was an open invitation. Late at night he picked me up. An act of open provocation. We'll be right back.
that was quite a few rippers from the past. We had Crude SS with Destroy Capitalism. We had Nomad from New York, Languid from Canada. Then we had Syndrome with the song titled Sever the Warheads. We then had Kafka from Japan. We had Haram from New York. And in my opinion, that's one of the better records that came out last year. Resist and Exist with The Movement. And to top it off, we had Newtown Neurotics with Wake Up and Live.
All right. Thanks, Chris. This is Rob. I just kind of want to close out the show real quick and remind you once again, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. If you want to email us, you can do that, radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you want to check us out on the web, you can check us out at maximumrockandroll.com. We have a fairly new redone website, and you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff. And we even have a new Instagram account called NowPlaying@MRR, and it's all the stuff that we listen to here. We post pictures of those records. Not always punk, believe it or not. And I also want to remind you, if you want to send something in for review in the magazine, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD-only release, and cassette to MRR PO Box 460760, San Francisco, California. And that's in the good old USA, and the zip code is 94146. Show is always edited by Brandy, who does a stellar job. And we have a clean version of the show available, thanks to John Carnes. And I want to thank Chris very, very much for coming in. He's super busy trying to get this fest put together that's happening in a few weeks. Go online, check out his Instagram account. He's always posting stuff about the shows. There's more than the 3 main shows we mentioned at the beginning. There's a lot of stuff going on, so be sure to go to all of it. I know people are traveling from near and far for this show, so hopefully I'll meet some new faces, and he will too. And I'm going to turn the show back over to him for our special tribute song to close out the show, and I'm going to let him talk about it. And thanks for listening as always, and we'll catch you next time.
Very excited for this year's fest, and can't wait to see everybody. So for all you Manic City rockers, in honor of Kawakami's birthday this last week, this last song is going to be by Disclose. It's called Conquest.